Tony Abbott has been working hard to exorcise the ghost of work choices, but Julia Gillard too is being dogged by the past. Commonwealth officials and cabinet sources have told ABC News 24 that when he was Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd showed a casual disregard for the members of the highly sensitive National Security Committee of Cabinet by keeping them waiting for hours or, at times, sending his 31-year-old chief of staff to sit in for him. It's an unwelcome distraction for Julia Gillard on the day she launches her big-picture climate change policy. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The knives are out for Kevin Rudd. Commonwealth officials and cabinet sources have told the ABC that when he was Prime Minister, Mr. Rudd showed a casual disregard for the highly sensitive National Security Committee of Cabinet, keeping it waiting for hours or sending his 31-year-old Chief of Staff and trusty adviser, Alistair Jordan, to sit in for him. The leak illustrates the widespread antipathy towards Mr. Rudd from many in Labor's ranks and government agencies, keen to prevent him getting the foreign affairs portfolio he wants or any other high-profile job if Labor's re-elected. But Julia Gillard, another member of the NSC as Mr. Rudd's deputy, has since promised to revive his career.
I have said that Kevin Rudd will serve as a senior minister in a re-elected Gillard government. That is my commitment. I will honour that commitment.
Kevin Rudd's confirmed the United Nations Secretary General has offered him a position on a UN development panel. He won't say what it would involve, except that the panel meets three times a year and that it wouldn't interfere with him being a minister. Sources close to Mr. Rudd say he was present at all the critical NSC meetings, with one senior minister telling AM Mr. Rudd was, quote, seriously engaged. But his critics argue the UN job should disqualify Mr. Rudd from being even an MP and consider that it gives Julia Gillard a valuable escape clause from her commitment to him. The opposition's keen to exploit the revelation, saying it raises doubts about Ms. Gillard's judgment.
What did Julia Gillard do to get Kevin Rudd to meet his obligations to attend national security meetings?
Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Julie Bishop is also echoing the sentiment of some in the Labor Party.
She should never have guaranteed him a senior position in Cabinet should she win government. I think this now rules Kevin Rudd out of not only any senior position in any government, but it casts doubt on his capacity to hold down a significant role overseas.
It all adds up to an unhelpful distraction on the day Julia Gillard launches Labor's new climate change policy, 3 months after Kevin Rudd put the emissions trading scheme on ice.
Alexandra Kirk.